on Oak Ridge National Laboratory's Uncover Your World podcast. Keeping food fresh is no easy feat. Trials of transporting ice over long distances and the hazards of systems that rely on toxic gases riddle the pages of refrigeration history. Although cooling science has come a long way in the past two centuries, modern refrigeration has an environmental cost that poses new challenges. Researchers experimenting with carbon dioxide refrigerant systems and new refrigerant molecules look to minimize refrigeration's environmental footprint. Let's talk environmentally friendly refrigeration. Refrigerators. They keep food from spoiling quickly, they fill glasses with ice on hot days, and they give a person in Tennessee the option to eat Alaskan king crab on any night of the week. But refrigerators are more than a thirst-quenching, belly-filling machine. They're a loop of pressure and temperature differences that use a gaseous refrigerant to maintain cool air temperatures. Some refrigerants pose environmental issues, though, especially when they're used in large refrigeration systems. Think of those long refrigeration aisles at supermarkets.
Each supermarket has a lot of refrigerant in the system, maybe 2, 3, 4,000 pounds of refrigerant. And maybe 20% of that leaks out every year. So that's several hundred pounds of refrigerant per store, and there's like 37,000 supermarkets in the U.S. So that's a lot of greenhouse gas.
That's Brian Fricke of ORNL's Energy and Transportation Science Division. And what he's talking about is especially true of hydrofluorocarbons, or HFCs, the most common refrigerant cooling supermarket display cases in the United States today. HFCs followed a phase-out of their chlorofluorocarbon precursor, which was designed as a safety refrigerant. Chlorofluorocarbons substituted for toxic refrigerant gases such as ammonia and sulfur dioxide until scientists in the 1970s traced chlorine-destroying ozone to the refrigerants being used at the time. Unlike chlorofluorocarbons, HFCs don't destroy ozone, but they're a strong greenhouse gas.
Typical example that you see in a supermarket refrigeration system is called R404A. And so it has a global warming potential of like 3,900.
GWP is the global warming potential of a molecule, or a molecule's ability to act as a greenhouse gas. Carbon dioxide is the gas usually tagged as a major greenhouse contributor, and by definition, CO2 has a GWP of 1. But R404A? Its GWP of 3,900 makes it almost 4,000 times as potent as CO2.
You know, it's true that CO2 is a greenhouse gas, right? But, compared to the refrigerants that we're using right now, it's much, much less of a greenhouse gas than, say, R404A.
In his lab, Fricke is installing a refrigeration system that uses solely CO2. As a refrigerant, CO2 is nearly ideal because it's non-flammable, non-toxic, doesn't affect the ozone, and has a low GWP, but it's not perfect. CO2 really only works well in cold climates where it can be efficiently cooled by outside air. In warmer climates, such as the southern United States, it's more difficult to cool CO2 and more energy is required to operate the refrigeration system. The tests Fricke conducts aim to address this problem, and he remains optimistic about CO2.
So I think CO2 is only going to get more and more popular as time goes by.
Andy says there are carbon storage benefits, too.
Another thing to think about is if you're using CO2 in the refrigeration system, that's CO2 that's confined in this cycle, in this refrigeration cycle, and it's not in the atmosphere. So it's not contributing to global warming as a greenhouse gas because now it's confined to this refrigeration system.
Fricke is also investigating another replacement for R404A that, unlike CO2, could be used in an existing R404A system. The refrigerant is called N40, and it's a hydrofluoroolefin, or an HFO. HFOs can have a GWP of lower than 1, which is similar to CO2, but many HFOs are mildly flammable and require mixing with other substances, which raises their GWP to about 1,300. Still, that's significantly less than R404A's GWP.
You get two benefits with this N40 blend. You get about 10% better efficiency compared to 404A, And then you've also reduced the GWP from 4,000 down to 1,300.
For supermarkets looking to be more green that don't have the resources to install a whole new CO2 system, N40 can be an attractive alternative. But ultimately,
searching for the the ideal refrigerant is always a hard thing to do. This is something essential to our well-being, you know, food preservation. And I think, you know, most people just take it for granted and don't even think about it. But it's, you know, it's a big energy user and a big producer of greenhouse gases. So I think it's fun to try to make these things more efficient and produce less environmental impact.
Thanks to Brian Fricke for speaking with us. And you can find more podcast news and science at ornl.gov. I'm Chris Samurai, and tune in again to uncover your world.